Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Man, this whole pay the athletes, don't pay the athletes. Let them benefit from their name. Don't let them benefit from their name. I was never good enough to play in that stratosphere. But I see both sides of it. I actually do. I see what could happen. I also see how the athletes at elite schools will benefit. The athletes at marginal schools won't. So it will further, in my little world, attract the athletes to the big schools because they'll have more of an incentive to get bank. So, as always, 10 schools, maybe? A couple of different conferences will benefit the most. But anyway, I'm an idiot about this stuff. It's just my amateur view. But the NCAA decision in the courts, quite frankly, in the states which have passed laws allowing this, changed the landscape. The first person I thought of was Gus and Sari. We go way, way, way back, seriously. Old, old friends. He's one of my favorite people. Truly, a good friend of mine for years, a fantastic lawyer with an amazing background as a sports agent and a family that has a history in the NFL, major college sports, you name it. So I had to grab Gus and Sari, and I'm lucky to have him this morning. Gus, my brother, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
We go way back, man.
Absolutely.
Back to Central. Hey, Gus. So folks, yes, understand your background. Give it to them. Tell them why they should care about what you have to say, because tell them your history, sir, and your experience in this area.
Well, I was a sports agent for about 20, 25 years. I represented people like Hugh Green, helped Danny Marino, Tony Siragusa.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin is a very good dear friend of mine still. So I was in that arena for a long time representing some high-profile people.
Gus, back in the day, back in that day, because that's some tall cotton, man. I mean, these are legendary figures. Hugh Green, Curtis Martin, Dan Marino, come on. Did you not think at the time that there should be some way that they would be compensated more than just a scholarship? And those are my words, not yours, sir.
Yeah, I did. And I think the same way to this day. You know, I've always been an entrepreneur. How can you not be when you're sitting at the supper table at the Sinceri house? You talk about selling pasta and playing football, which, you know, segues right into this, right?
Right.
That's exactly the case. I think that, you know, if you have a name, image, and likeness, if you've performed to the extent that you can monetize that, why shouldn't you be able to? I think that the issue is how you monitor it.
That's right. How does it not get as dirty as it could get? Because it could get dirty, yeah. Sir, right?
Right, right. Because, you know, to have come and you know, you'll appear at my business and I'll give you $50,000.
Right.
You know, I think that'll replace the proverbial old paper brown paper bag of money. But, you know, something like that the fact that that can happen shouldn't stop a young man from being able to, again, monetize his name, image, and likeness. That's just my personal opinion as well. Figure out a way to monitor it.
Gus Sinceri, who was a sports agent of some of the greatest athletes of all time. I mean, Curtis Martin, Dan Marino, helped Danny, helped you, Green. Hey, my deal is the cream will just rise, so the superstars will just get big bank money thrown at them, and your average player won't get a dime, right? I could see that, couldn't you, Gus?
I could see that. I could see that. Although, you know, this is a different landscape now, Marty. This whole social media marketing that's going on, the digital marketing, NFTs, non-fungible tokens, right, that are forms of art and so forth. I think that probably you and I would be surprised by the, and I don't mean to disparage him by saying lower level player, at least making some money from it. That being said, now you get into, okay, the team has to get paid.
That's right.
There's licensing issues.
That's right.
There, right? The athlete's going to need, at a minimum, an attorney, if not an attorney and an agent.
That's right.
Okay, there are platforms now that these athletes are signing up with. They're going to get their piece, and then you have taxes. So you better have an accountant, too. So there's, you know, net-net, we'll see what they make. But you know, the high-profile people, the, you know, Johnny Manziels, if you will, of the world,
right,
they're going to make some significant amount of money, and the landscape has changed and has become so pervasive from a marketing standpoint. They're going to have all kind of opportunities. Now, how they're going to do that, go to school, that'll be, again, a wrestling match that they have to deal with.
Attorney Gus Sinceri, who was a very successful sports agent back in the day. In fact, your own brother, Sal, went to the Steelers, and his sons are now coaching around the league and in professional football, right? And in college football, right?
Yeah. Vinny is up at the Patriots.
Nice.
And Tino just left Alabama to go to James Madison. And, of course, Sal is with Alabama. And, you know, of course, we had a wedding this weekend, and he was wearing three of the national championship rings at the wedding.
You know, he was afraid of me at Central Catholic. Sal was.
He would tell me that every day.
Yeah, yeah. It's the truth, man. Gus Sinceri, one of the best natural athletes I ever saw in my life. And the thing about Gus that I loved, and this is just the truth, is he cared about everyone. I was a punk. I was a kid. I had no skill. But it didn't matter to him. And he took everybody on as part of the team, and he made you feel special. Hey, man, I'm curious, though, Gus. I think at some level, this could eliminate some of the sketchy deals going on. Here's a job for your dad. Here's an apartment for your mom. Here's a car under the table. Couldn't this help to eliminate some of the alleged corruption, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because they won't have to do it that way. But, again, when it comes down to that economic analysis that you do in marketing, okay, how much do I pay for a lead so that I can sell a product?
That's right.
You know, if I'm going to have them appear at my car dealership, for example, and I'm paying them $50,000, am I going to is that a true economic evaluation that's being done there versus, you know, Joe over avid fan saying, I just want to be part of the process. I want to be part of that program, and this is how I'm going to do it. But yeah, I do believe that, you know, it will eliminate some of the stuff that was being done behind the scenes.
Hey, Gus, can you hang on for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, Gus Sinceri, a very, very successful sports agent in Pittsburgh and a close friend of the Sinceri family. I'm very close to and have been for years. They're fantastic people. This isn't just paying athletes. It's called a name, image, and likeness, okay? What do they mean for athletes in schools? Let me blow through some of the stuff and get back to Gus Sinceri. Name, image, and likeness rights are frequently called an individual's right to publicity. Athletes will be able to accept money from businesses in exchange for allowing the business to feature them in advertisements or products. It's fascinating. Athletes also will be allowed to use their own status as a college athlete to promote their own public appearances or companies for the first time. It's amazing. Roughly a dozen states have laws in effect that affect these rules of name, image, and likeness. Will schools be allowed to pay athletes directly? No. Can athletes enter into these arrangements for name, image, and likeness with boosters? The NCAA does not have any rules that restrict boosters from paying athletes as long as those payments are not directly for their athletic performance or inducement for recruiting purposes. It's amazing. Are there other restrictions? Yes, state laws and policies crafted by the individual schools create an inconsistent variety of restrictions. In some places, athletes can't endorse alcohol, tobacco, or gambling products. Makes sense. So I wanted to grab Gus and Sari. Gus, this is kind of very confusing, right? Right now. Very, very confusing, sir.
Well, absolutely. Again, it's a new landscape. It's quagmire. You don't know what's going to go on there because it's never been done before.
Hey, Gus.
It happened suddenly.
In this notion that boosters can now pay athletes, it's kind of startling, isn't it? Huh?
Well, what they're saying, you should change it to say now they can legally.
That's right. Right. So, Gus, if a booster owns 12 car dealers, he can now pay the athlete to represent the car dealers, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, he will determine, you know, the amount of money that he wants to pay that person. And, you know, is the NCAA going to come in and say, well, that's not fair market value, when you could sit there and say, well, you know, I'm doing it as a loss leader, to bring people in, to expose them to my surroundings, to let them know that I'm, you know, I'm a fan of that team. So I don't know how they monitor that. I really don't.
And I'll tell you what's really a big deal. Listen to this, Gus. Most states and schools also prohibit athletes from signing any deals that conflict with the school's sponsorship arrangements. So a basketball player and a team sponsored by Nike would not be allowed to wear Adidas shoes during a game. Gus, man, this could get really nasty. This could end up in the courts again, could it not, sir?
That's what I was going to say. That's where that's going to end up. You know what I mean? Because what they'll probably do is they'll probably have them waive away that right, that aspect of the right. You'll see that in the letters of intent and so forth. Some type of addendum. They're going to have to do that. Otherwise, it is going to, there's going to be lawsuits.
Hey, Gus, let's get personal here. I find this fascinating. I was thinking about you this morning. If you had this opportunity back in the day when you were very close friends with Marino, Hugh Green, and Curtis Martin, quite frankly, you represented Curtis for years, you could have turned that into millions of dollars under these rules. Could you not have, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. I was showing my son the other day the picture of Hugh Green on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Okay, no, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated as and he was second in the Heisman, the highest defense player at that time. And I mean, he was a celebrity as you could get.
That's right.
And that was from L.A. to Pittsburgh. So someone like him, probably even more so than Danny, because Danny really hit it big once he went to the NFL. Sure. Although after his junior year, he probably could have done a pretty good job too there. But Hugh Green, to me, was, you know, the guy that really could have made some money from his image and likeness and name.
Hey, Paul Zeiss is my man. He has a son who played for Pitt. He has a daughter who plays Division I basketball. He says, to hell with this. This is garbage. This shouldn't occur. These kids get roughly $250,000 scholarships, including all the incentives and everything. He says this is a bad idea. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, you know, there's always a cost-benefit analysis here, too, because $250,000 may be piddly compared to what someone could make.
That's right.
You know, a player can make. I mean, that there, you shouldn't just poo-poo away the fact that they're getting a free education that's costing other people that kind of money, other students that kind of money. Not at all, but everything's relative. I mean, what's a player worth? Again, I'll go back to a Johnny Manziel or Hugh Green, whomever. You know, what's a player like that worth? It could be multi-millions.
Well, Trevor Lawrence, along the lines of what you said, one of my friends called me about this NFT deal, which Gus mentioned. Someone did a drawing of him, and a simple graphic drawing, and sold the graphic for $475,000.
Exactly. I think that Gronk just sold an NFT for $1 million.
That's right.
And, you know, so, yeah, and now, so, again, you have to do that cost-benefit analysis there, and maybe $250,000 isn't enough to compensate those guys. But that being said, they should understand that education is worth that kind of money.
Hey, Gus, I'll let you go, man. I know you're busy, man. I appreciate your time. But tell our listeners the truth, man. Under the right circumstances, I definitely could have played in the NFL, right?
Unbelievable. And by the way, you were part of those Sincere Supper Table talks.
It's true, man.
You were a participant.
I love this.
And by the way, Marty, you're the best at what you do, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Gus, I'll talk to you, man.
I love you. Bud.
He was an unbelievable athlete. Unbelievable leader.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.